Quantum advantage verified, 500,000 galaxies photographed, and a rocket heads for the moon. IBM and the University of Chicago announced verified quantum advantage this week, a demonstrated case of a quantum computer solving a problem that a classical computer cannot solve in any reasonable time frame. Earlier claims of quantum advantage have been contested when the reference classical computation was poorly designed. The University of Chicago's measurement scientists, who have strong institutional incentives toward skepticism, reportedly could not find the flaw. The milestone has direct implications for optimization problems, cryptography, material simulation, and critically for governments, the long-term security of current encryption standards. The Vera C. Rubin Observatory released a single frame from its 3.2 gigapixel LSST camera containing 500,000 galaxies, each a system of billions of stars. The camera works by stacking hundreds of separate observations to build depth and resolution beyond what any single exposure can capture. The science enabled includes dark matter mapping, detection of transient events such as supernovae and asteroid trajectories, and a systematic census of the observable universe. An abandoned SpaceX Falcon 9 upper stage, a spent rocket body drifting since an earlier mission, will strike near Einstein Crater on Wednesday at approximately 5,400 miles per hour. The scientific community is described as excited rather than alarmed. The impact is a rare natural experiment in lunar physics, and instruments on orbiting spacecraft will analyze the debris plume to study the moon's surface composition. Spain, meanwhile, is 9 days away from its first total solar eclipse in over a century, and yesterday marked 1 year until an August 2027 eclipse near Luxor, Egypt, that will deliver over 6 minutes of totality, the longest on land since 1991.